Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. A little more with Dr. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist of OSU. We're back with Daryl in just a moment.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only dump trailer on the market today without hydraulics. For a dump trailer that dumps first time, every time, insist on a Ready Dump. Ready Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. Ready Dump.
For your new Ready Dump, visit City Traders, located at 10220 West Reno in Oklahoma City. Ask for Herb or Kevin.
Hello, Oklahoma. Mark Jewell with Chris Nickel Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. It's a simple idea. Seed time, and then comes harvest. All I can do right now is plant the Chris Nickel commercial truck seed so that when it's time for you to replace your truck, you'll remember to come check us out. At Chris Nickel Commercial Truck, we don't care if you're buying one or 100 trucks. We'll help you through the process without the games. The seed's been planted. Chris Nickel Commercial Truck. Call me, Mark Jewell, at 888-274-5667, or just come see us.
Daryl Peel probably knows more about the Mexican cattle market than just about anybody else on this side of the U.S.-Mexican border. Dr. Peel has made a lot of presentations down through the years in Mexico, many in English, many in Spanish as well, and indicates there's been some real changes in the Mexican cattle industry in the last few years, and that is changing their relationship with the U.S. cattle supply chain.
It's a package of things that have changed over the last decade or so, and really you have to have all of them in place to see or to really understand what has happened and to see the potential of what can happen in the Mexican market. From the U.S. standpoint, you know, the short answer of the most immediate change, if you will, in our relationship with them is they have evolved to be, in the last couple of years, our number four supplier of beef imports into the U.S. Their total exports in 2012 were about 25% of the level of U.S. beef exports in 2012. So they're a significant exporter. That has a multitude of impacts in Mexico. Obviously, it was concurrent with the development of cattle feeding industry. It was concurrent with the development of relatively large-scale packing facilities in many cases, and those things depended on the development of roads and transportation infrastructure, processing facilities, and really the biggest change in the beef industry per se that supported all of this was the conversion of this industry from a carcass-based industry just a few short years ago predominantly to now a heavily boxed beef industry. It happened in the U.S. many years ago when you go from a carcass-based industry to a boxed beef industry. You really open up a whole new set of potential value because now you can direct different parts of the animal to those markets where it has the highest value. And that's what's happened in Mexico. And one of the results of that is that they are shipping a significant amount of beef to the U.S.
So more and more, the Mexicans have the ability to feed their own feeder cattle.
It's a cattle feeding industry. They've had a fledgling industry for a long time, but it has expanded significantly in recent years. It is largely grain-based, certainly now more so. They do utilize probably a wider range and historically have been more dependent on some byproduct feeds and a little bit more diverse kind of feeding industry, but it's evolving to be an industry that looks very much like the U.S. industry in many ways. Now, they don't necessarily feed cattle exactly the same way in terms of the carcass quality, because they have different preferences. It's a different market, and so quality is in the eye of the beholder, and so it's not necessarily exactly the same kind of meat. And, you know, I distinguish between what I call Mexican-fed beef versus U.S. beef. They're different products. They do substitute for each other, and they do compete in the marketplace to some extent, but they really are different products, and so it's a different market and something uniquely Mexican.
One last question that has to do with this trade issue between the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Cool. Particularly drawn on your knowledge of the Mexican industry, knowing the players in Mexico and all of that, how are they responding? What are you hearing from these guys regarding this new rule that USDA has put out there regarding country of origin labeling, and how does that play out economically, you think?
Well, obviously, they're not happy with the situation. They've never been happy with COOL. But the other reality is that we're going to continue to trade with them. The North American market is really one market, and I think that's the take-home message everyone needs to have. We're all in this together. It's really one market. These things, divert attention, in my opinion, away from other issues that are probably more important. But in the short run, they're going to react to this. If if we're not willing to play nice, they will react to that. One of the things I think we have to keep in mind is this change that we just talked about in terms of boxed beef markets and the potential to export beef instead of cattle potentially changes that dynamic a little bit. Obviously, when that meat comes in, it's labeled as imported meat, as it would be from any source. And so now the labeling is not an issue. It's already going to be labeled. It has been labeled for many, many years. And so it may change those dynamics a little bit because we're now not worried about the cattle coming in and being a partial source of that that meat under the cool labels. And so I think we just have to be very aware of the fact, the reality of the market on the North American continent and also the reality of these dynamics as we go forward in terms of the kind of impacts it might have.
I guess that impacts our feedlot industry as far as maybe fewer cattle available for our Southwest feedlots.
You know, in the very short run, Mexico has faced many of the same issues as the U.S. with drought. They have liquidated cattle. We've gotten large numbers of exports of Mexican cattle in 2011 and 2012, but those were not sustainable levels of exports. We expected them to drop off, and they have dramatically here in 2013. So we're not getting those cattle as feeder cattle, partly because they don't have the cattle. They have liquidated numbers, and they're in a hole kind of like we are with cattle numbers. But more importantly, in the long term, this does change the dynamics. There is more market potential for those animals to stay in Mexico, to be fed, and it's not like they're going to go away. They're going to compete with us, not only in our own market, potentially as beef imports to the U.S., but potentially in other markets around the world. So, again, the reality is they're there, they're a player, and we have to be aware of the situation in terms of the various forms that it can take.
As we said earlier, he probably knows the Mexican beef cattle industry as well as anybody on this side of the Rio Grande, Dr. Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist at Oklahoma State University. That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.